of us. Stevie Blair showed up. The ladies showed scorn. Thanks to the Pocklecast, he'll soon meet his firstborn.
His firstborn.
Born.
Be reborn on the
His firstborn.
Thanks to the Pocklecast, he's having a baby.
Crime was fucking there. He's a bad guy and it's known. Take candy from a baby and a dog from its bone.
Nicky came from England with wit and spit to spare. His friends warned him against it,
but the wolf doesn't care.
The wolf doesn't care. The wolf doesn't care. The wolf doesn't care.
The wolf doesn't care.
The wolf, the wolf, the wolf don't care.
It's been too long.
I forgot the night.
I forgot the dawn.
It's always been wrong.
And then
Anna,
get home.
Hey.
Hey, May.
May.
Welcome to the podcast.
That was amazing.
Thank you, yes. Let's give ourselves a round of applause.
Yeah, that was our live studio and audience. Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't that great, but it was okay.
Honestly, I don't think we could do better.
Right now. No, we can't do better. Right now. Yeah, but
peak amazing was just
now.
I actually couldn't hear myself playing. You guys were singing
like
so
loud. Well, let's.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Well, anyways, I know that I say this a lot, and when I say that I say it a lot, I really mean that I say it a lot, because we have a lot of very, very special guests on the Apocalypse. Chad, would you mind handing me back the cord that's plugged into the wire? Well, you have it.
Very, very, very special.
Very, very special.
Can I sit down now?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, yeah, no, but seriously, we have a guest named May. Mm-hmm. Welcome, May.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. You guys are welcome. So May is a badass.
We have to fix her mic, though. Badasses. She's not speaking in the mic. It's something that mic is cursed.
It's just the mic.
No one speaks into the mic. That
particular
not
mic, yeah.
Single.
Like maybe like the Rat King vomited on it in the 80s.
It's not a sexual mic. It's just like shy.
Yeah, that's actually the co-host chair.
Uh-huh. We'll edit out all the bullshit. It's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, good.
Honestly, that's minimal bullshit for this show.
Yeah, it's the least bullshit.
I've been singularly keeping it going. Thanks.
Mike is very menacing.
Yeah, we said something about that. So,
So welcome to another sexy night.
Yeah, welcome to another very sexy episode.
We've got a lot of stuff planned for you tonight. I mean, we've got letters to Jesus. Or is it apologizing to Jesus? Or is it Jesus?
We're apologizing to the Apocalypse.
Wait.
Yeah, it's self-criticism. It's a Maoist.
So much sin.
Uh-huh.
It's a Maoist concept.
Wait, is that the thing that Mao did? Because I always thought he was just like the man.
He wasn't that great, but...
No, but in his own mind, you know, among the hearts and minds of his followers by, like, point of gun.
That's true. Anyways. Oh. So much editing can happen. Perfect.
Okay. Yeah, so, yeah, thanks, Coat. Thanks to Patrick, really leading the show here.
Yeah.
Everyone, Patrick is today wearing a Thundercats shirt.
Okay, here we go. Are you ready?
Since it's very important.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special episode. I know that I say this every week. I've been subjecting all of you to my shenanigans every single week, but let me just first point out that we here at the Apocalypse, we called it. All of you were asleep and we're like, nah, Trump's not going to win. We're all going to be fine. And we said, no, everything is going to be bad. He's going to win. And then we're all going
to
die.
We begged you to wake up.
We begged you to wake up. And you
read
didn't
a
listen.
Book, New York.
Yeah. Read a freaking book. Learn about history. Of course he's going to win. Because there is a God. And all he cares about is irony.
And vengeance.
And vengeance. And those are the only two things. If you've ever read the Bible, if you've read any religious text.
The main thing. Like, ha, you thought it was
like,
this way.
Ha-ha.
But
Haha, Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So since we predicted that that Trump is going to win the election, we've had special guests, just like special guests after special guests. And then it's like which guest is more special.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Brian Minnelli. What the fuck is wrong with us?
Oh my god, we didn't even have the president guy.
You know, because we couldn't have done it in music form and without horribly insulting him. That's because he's just like God.
But anyways, let's not get stretched. But he's not even that special, really, honestly. And last week we had a pretty special guest, our friend Captain Danny Rare Earth Metals. And well, that was 2 weeks ago because we skipped on a podcast and we apologized. But
we're talking about.
Yeah, we were.
Anyways,
worried.
But tonight's guest is very, very, very. Can I get a hell yeah?
Jesus.
Very, very. Come on.
Hell
very,
yeah.
Very.
Amen.
Very, 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 praise very special.
Jesus.
Guys, holy shit, it's May. Welcome to the podcast.
Yay!
Yay!
It's May.
So May has spent a lot of time hanging out with smugglers.
Whoa, you did some Googling.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot. Yes, that's correct.
What were they smuggling? Like, were they turd burglars?
You wish. They were mainly smuggling humans out and then arms in.
Okay, okay.
So less fun than turd burgling.
Mm-hmm. But
were they selling humans off for parts?
No, not yet. Not quite. Not quite. Like whole humans.
Yeah. Why I wanted to bring that up is that I feel like... so much time is spent hanging out with smugglers in certain parts of the world, and I think that that's very, very interesting because I read that thing that you wrote, and you talk about somebody who's a sweaty guy in a tracksuit. Right now, I'm a sweaty guy in a cat shirt.
It's very triggering right now.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, we don't have any. We're not selling weapons or anything. At least not like on the Apocalypse. I don't know about the other shows.
Pat might prostitute himself later, but that's just
that's
you
fine
know,
though. That's okay.
That comes later though.
Right? Yeah.
But that's. So many experiences I can think of in Turkey is just like meeting a sweaty guy in a tracksuit and just having to spend a lot of time with smugglers.
Who goes by one name?
Of course, yeah. Mm-hmm. Or like Abu something.
Correct.
You know, there's a lot of Abu Hassans.
Yeah.
And like
Hassan
has like 70,000 fathers.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, our son. And they all just like have to take turns rubbing his head.
Right, right.
You know?
Or like Haji so-and-so. And
yeah.
People, white reporters, write it as if it's like the first name.
Yeah.
And you're like, no.
Like, where's this fucking guy Abu?
Like, exactly.
Is that... Buddhist. Yeah. So
it's so hard also when you hang out with smugglers not to fall in love.
That is true.
Because they're so greased up and they smell so bad.
Sometimes they smell very good actually.
They smoke so efficiently.
They smoke very efficiently.
True. Yeah. They're very charismatic, right?
Yeah.
Like if you're gonna run an empire, then legal
are you smuggling people or are you smuggling hearts?
Whoa.
Abu Wasim.
So deep.
Yikes.
It's actually a lot of smugglers have multiple wives.
Yeah.
They're like quite the ladies' man.
Of course.
Yeah. Like in the way that pilots.
It's not easy.
Exactly. Like in
it's
the way
easy.
That pilots have like lovers at every port or sailors
every
or
port.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Oh,
same
God.
Thing.
So what do they do? Do they have like wives and it's like, okay, now I'm going to enslave this next person. Now you watch them. And then you got to enslave somebody else to watch that person who's watching that person. So you just got everybody.
It's more
watching.
Like they're like a natural product of capitalism.
Yep. Yep.
And
that's what it is.
It's that, you know, it's got to come back to that. And also like shitty border policies.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like history has taught us that making things illegal don't work.
I like
right?
the,
we don't have
the ISIS
who,
oil thing.
Who will do the work?
Like,
who will do the work?
Russia accuses
the slaves and the helots. We need.
It's terrible and yet very efficient for capitalism.
I mean,
it's pretty.
It's a lot of work.
Smuggling.
I mean, wait, are we getting it Midwest out? Are you trying to introduce the idea of another wife? Is this your clumsy attempt? Is your clumsy attempt of saying like, look, I mean, there's a lot to do. I love you. I know you're holding.
Abu Apocles.
What are you taking with you across to Seattle? They're moving across the country.
Tacoma,
I didn't
Tacoma.
Actually think to.
I mean,
no, I don't want them.
Al, do you think you have the? Do you think you have the charisma?
No. So that's a lot of. Clothes that have to be picked up on the ground, so I don't think I could handle two wives.
And all the cooking you
well,
do.
May.
Yeah.
This is a matriarchy over here.
I wanted to bring up the issue of ISIS oil smuggling, because I think it's very interesting that Russia accuses Turkey of buying ISIS oil, Turkey accuses the Syrian regime of buying ISIS oil, the Kurds accuse the FSA factions of buying ISIS oil, and the reality is that everybody buys ISIS oil. Every single faction that borders the territory that ISIS controls buys oil from them.
Mm-hmm.
Every single one, without any exception whatsoever.
What a bunch of fucking cowards! Are you fucking kidding me?
No, it's not. You need oil. Fuck. I mean, like, are you crazy? We do the same thing with the Saudi. Like, it's not that complicated. They literally had trucks coming from Raqqa with oil, and they're like, you can talk to the truck drivers. It's fine.
But it's just like liberal hypocrisy, right?
Total hypocrisy.
Why?
Yeah.
Why is it that we're so fucking pissed about countries like I don't know, whatever, like Syria, Iraq, and then we're like chummy with Saudi Arabia,
yeah,
and
yeah,
like
totally.
They kill people too.
It's
this
it's
don't make any
it's
sense.
It's because of the orb.
Yeah,
that yes, exactly.
Which yeah. The Simpsons guys, apparently predicted, like, yeah. 15 years. What the fuck? Yeah.
Can I? So weird. Can I undo like one button on my pants?
Yeah, it's fine.
Oh yeah, it's
listeners will know.
The rest of us aren't even wearing pants, so I don't understand why.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm the only one wearing clothing right now.
Viewers will note that we're all
we're
nude,
all covered in blood.
We're all nude and lubed up.
That's so sweet. She's so like, oh, is it okay if I also roll around in the pot, the kiddie pool full of like menstrual blood?
Yeah, that's cool. We do that. That's how we end up.
Leave it here if you weren't allowed to. Just have fun.
Also, make a contribution. I know. It took us forever to fill this terrible pool.
No, I mean, the two of us, like, we had to keep that shit refrigerated. There was a power outage.
You don't have a period. You don't have a period. But, like, Sarah, you've been on your own this whole time.
Who menstruates these days?
I've taken donations to be able to contribute my blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just we were all cycling. We were all uber cycling.
I had to fill my stomach with virgin blood and vomit it
after like a bird, subway for like
hour.
A baby bird. Yeah.
This is a husband, New York. Yeah. Take note. This is a husband.
This is as it should be. Sacrifice for your family.
But now that we'll have a child soon, then we'll have a pretty steady stream of virgin blood that we can send across country.
That, guys, that's so sweet.
Ow. Brilliant.
I wasn't sure if I was going to keep touch with you guys after the child is born, but now.
Yeah. If you do have a child, you have a near unlimited supply of virgin blood.
It's true.
You have at least a pint every
year. Like,
why,
oh.
Why do you think like 100 years ago people had like 7 and 8, 9 kids? Because
they were
poor.
Just for blood.
They
just
had
for
to
blood.
Sell the virgin blood to make ends
for the menstrual pool. Yeah. At the end of the Apocalypse. Anyways, we've gotten very sidetracked. We were talking about ISIS oil smuggling. And we were talking
menstrual blood. Same thing.
Real quick, I got to plug Midwest Al's seminar, get rich off virgin blood, have a kid, and die rich.
Coming up soon.
Sign up. Sign up. Send us money. Patreon.org.
When is that airing? Yeah, tell us again.
Just go to patreon.org/RadioFreeBrooklyn.
It's airing in the sky. They're going to project it on the moon, and then it's airing all around the earth, and then it's done.
And you get entered for a contest. You can go to the seminar. You have to have kids. They haven't fucked anyone yet, but you'll get an email.
Okay. As always, a reminder of listeners to send in any expired medications.
Especially,
we're going to recycle them.
We love them. They age so well. It's like a fine wine. I actually have a medication, like a basement. You know, like, what do you call that? I'm French. I should know
this. A meth lab?
Yeah, no. I have a basement, and I have, like, a wine cellar that has, like, pills in it. I'm like, this is Xanax.
No.
You know what I mean? I'm like, I'm like, this is, like, Oxycontin. And it has, like, mold.
Has, like,
and like, I'm like, I want to go see where the Oxycontin is made. You know, no, I don't have that, but...
I want to go where the people go, part like, of the world.
But I do think wine tours are unusual.
You should make, like,
a little bit.
You should make a drug time capsule. Just, like, fill tons of hard drugs, and then when you're, like...
like Quaaludes. It'd be all
later,
Quaaludes.
You, like, open it up and just get, like...
Dude, I am so waiting to get into some, like, retired stockbroker's Quaaludes. Like, oh, my God, I, like, made all this money. Now I'm a hippie. Hey, want some Quaaludes? I never got to do them. I feel like I missed out.
Speaking of drugs, what's, like, the most amount of drugs that you've ever heard of being smuggled? The largest like quantity
in an orifice.
Like, fuck Pablo Escobar. Like that's really like low level.
I am bad with numbers.
Or like give us like a units how many of elephants? Elephants.
How many rectums full?
But
elephant rectums.
There.
How many butts full of drugs? I want to buy a butt.
I will. I'll just tell one story. Yeah. Recently, USAID tweeted a photo. That said, you know, look at these amazing farmers in springtime, and it was like a poppy fucking field.
Yes.
So probably at least five interns got fired, and then they like reached.
Did you not see Wizard of Oz? Are you kidding me? Like, what?
They're so happy.
And it's just like really fucking common.
Wait,
it's like
did
everywhere.
They do it on purpose, or did they just?
No,
not
it was like no they were just clue. They didn't even fucking
this is,
know
this
what
is a picture of
poppy
USAID.
Like.
Like, of course,
the their official
don't know what poppy looks like.
Official Twitter, like official like at USAID Afghanistan.
Like,
underscore.
I literally, like, I have to see the picture, but, like, I feel like you would, like, it's, you've
one
seen.
One would think.
You've seen
one
The Wizard of Oz. It's in The Wizard of Oz. Yes.
For those listeners who don't know, USAID is the American government's hell energy distribution arm that goes to developing countries. And
it's an arm
excess,
of the Rat King.
Excess hell energy and dick pain into the developing world.
Yeah.
Read a book.
That's all accurate.
Yeah, there's actually they've installed a new network of hell portals across what was it, Afghanistan, obviously, Ukraine, Taiwan.
I mean, the Taliban took over at least like a fifth
half of Ukraine.
Their hell portals.
and Tulsa.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. The Tulsa Martyrs Brigade, fucking worst. You know, the Tulsa, worst. Oklahoma.
I miss Al Qaeda. What's far?
What are you talking about? Oh yeah, the the Far Rockaway's Promise Battalion.
Oh, we're still recruiting. Yeah. We're still recruiting. If you
use that portal on Far Rockaway.
Yeah, we're still recruiting.
There
if you
the amusement park, though.
If you have your like associate's degree, you don't have any priors.
Hey, Jack, can you lean to the mic?
Jesus Christ. if you don't have your associate's if you have your like an associate's, you don't have any priors.
Less than 50,000 in student debt.
Yeah. And also
boy.
Oh, someone's been selling their body.
Also, if your honor is relatively clean, the
hey, no sex worker shaming.
No, it's
on the podcast.
No,
it's an easy way.
But no, okay, good.
But no sex worker defending either. We don't got to make this like a safe space.
There are some asshole sex workers. Some of them are mean,
but most of them are probably nice. Anyway, sorry, moving on.
Yeah, well,
selling your body.
So anyway, look, if you have an associate's degree, you don't know what to do. You know, you don't know what to do with, like, next year's your life. Sign a contract with the Al-Qaeda and Far Rockaways. We have job training. We have a network of
geometry.
We have geometry.
Yeah.
Just make something of your life. Yeah, the Al-Qaeda and the Far Rockaways.
But you're deconditioned, by the way. Like
from loan forgiveness,
like my hair.
Programs. Yeah.
It depends. You can't have too much Christianity.
Believing. Yeah, you can't. Like,
you can have a little Christianity.
You can either have a great deal. If you have a little bit, you're disqualified.
Yeah, hmm.
But if you have a like very much or none at all, you're good.
We've interrupted our own guests. drug.
That's it.
Largest drug.
I don't know, man. I got nothing. I've never done drugs in my life.
No, I don't mean done. But I'm talking like legend, like from legend.
Yeah.
Like
okay. Well.
Massive amounts.
I don't know, but I remember moving into my house in Kabul. I don't think you went there. It was in Chateauneuf.
You probably no
okay. Anyways, in Kabul, and I was moving shit out, cleaning things up, and I remember finding this like nondescript block, like a brick of something.
Hash.
And I just chucked it out because I'd never seen hash, but like in that quantity before.
Right.
And then like post facto, I've since realized that was like a brick of hash that I chucked.
But also realistically, you probably threw away like $18 worth of hash.
Yes, I know.
That's
the beautiful part.
Fuck, listeners will know. Back when I had a career, it was in Afghanistan.
Before the Apocalypse, and you lost it.
Wait, and West Virginia, right?
And West, like, oh, Jesus. No, those were like the darkest days.
Jad was a coal miner.
Yeah.
You know, and I sold dodo eggs.
It had a double meaning because I was also a child.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
You were coal miner.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, super dark.
Wow.
Wow. Your horrible
one
childhood.
Honey today.
Well, that reminds me a little bit of my childhood in France. Yeah. You know?
Mine and coal.
You were coal miner too.
What did you like carry on bread or what did you do?
Well, yeah.
Were
whoa,
you
God.
You
just. Whoa, Jesus. There was this time that. Oh,
trigger
God.
Warning.
Just memory hole.
Just
memory
say
hole.
It. Just say it.
If it's too painful, we can always come back to it.
Yeah.
But, you know.
They used to make me like go get bread.
So, Jed,
you have to move in.
Cry.
So, okay. Hang on. I would wake up in the morning. Whoa. I would wake up in the morning and I'd be like, "Hey, mom, I'm hungry. Where are we going?" Because I'm French. I was like, "Hey, mom, I'm hungry. Where are we going to get some food?" Bread. Oh, hey, mom, you want me to go get some bread?
Yes!
Oh, fuck. All right, so I had to go out, right? And this is actually a true story. I'd have to go out to the bodega, walk like... No, really, France is like all bodegas.
What are bodegas called in France?
They have racist words for them. Not my family, but...
Yeah. Oh, the word is... It's bodequa.
What?
Bodequa.
Oh, bodequa. No.
Oh, ça c'est bon. Qu'est-ce que c'est? Ouais. Oh, le bodequa.
No, but people... French
love
the cliff bar.
The French love cliff. So I was just a little
cliff
French.
Bar, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, c'est un cliff bar, s'il vous plaît. No. So I was a little French boy, just, you know, little French American boy with like a American accent. I was like, "Hey, yo." And I was just like walking down the street and there were these like bigger kids and people love, scumbags love tracksuits, you know, like it's very true in France. I mean, I love tracksuits too, but like, you know, oh, fuck, Jesus, does that mean, oh, shit, Jesus.
Have you been a scumbag this whole time?
Have I been a piece of shit this whole time?
Oh, Lord.
Because of my love of tracksuits? No, but so anyways, I was on the way to the, bodega.
Pourquoi?
Oh, Jesus, pourquoi?
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, no. Papa Christ.
Oh, Papa Christ, please. No, so I was on the way to buy bread and... These older boys were just like, "Hey, we're going to spit on you now." And they all just,
"Regard!"
And they just were literally just spitting on me.
Was
Patrick, we hate you.
Patrick!
No, they didn't even know my name. They didn't even bother.
You.
Just ripped off
you,
by a monkey.
You. Soft American boy. We hate you, d'accord?
Oh, look at the American. Yeah, and they just spat up on me. It was fucking horrible. Yeah. And then people would, like, thwap me over the head.
Yeah.
That's
just bad parenting.
Wait, I didn't hear about them really flicking your dicks. They didn't flick your dick in the
No, but my brother told me a great story that the principal specifically came into a class to spank one student.
Was there music playing on this?
Yes, there was. Hang on.
It's too hot for these fucking things. Do you want them?
It's really the worst show.
I'll put them on. They're all sweaty from
yeah.
the yeah. I know you have like baby temperature right now.
Oh, my God,
oh, viewers will know. Violet M is holding the Apocalypse Child.
That's yes. Right. Oh, the Apocalypse Child, yeah. Speaking of which, we had a whole thing that we came up with on how we were going to be like, how dare she use her pregnancy after 8 months as an excuse to
and
miss
honestly,
two
actually,
Apocalypse
you know what, you know what, actually,
twice you've missed it because of your pregnancy.
Wait. We have to address something. You two did not get permission from the Apocalypse cast to conceive.
Yeah.
That's true.
You were out in the forest like fucking animals.
Nobody told you to
and
produce.
And you conceived on your own.
Nobody told you to produce.
That's right.
Well, actually, Dad, many times they tell him to produce. But anyways, we got distracted. So,
we
well,
had
yeah.
to, it was spontaneous from the anti-Bannon. I mean, it just had to be.
What were we on?
Tell the story.
Your terrible childhood. You got spit on.
I got spit on.
And then the principal came to punish a kid in particular.
Some kid was like really bad in the
class.
And
that kid was you.
Was it a boy or a girl?
I don't know. I have no idea because he recounted it to me.
It was definitely him.
Maybe. No, we're American. We have American citizenship. You can't touch us. I mean, yeah. French suburbs be damned. Fuck you. I'll call my ambassador. Like, treat the locals however you want.
No. Fuck you, Charles de Gaulle!
Yeah. Oh,
I got speed dial to the embassy.
You'd all be speaking fucking German. If you're going to make me speak French, you know, like. But anyway, so, like, so, needless to say, I stood out, you know?
Yeah.
And,
wait, were you too much of an asshole for the French?
Definitely. That's exactly
great
the way
question.
That's a great way to describe it. But so my brother said that just one kid was particularly bad, and they just made the kid sit, right? And like the principal, like, you know, after like waiting 15 minutes, the entire class has to wait as the kid just sits there, like waiting to be punished, and the principal just hobbles in after 15 minutes of wait, and just rolls up his sleeves, and just pulls the kid's pants down and just starts spanking him like aggressively.
Oh,
it's weird. Like even. Like
what do you,
I taught,
what do you call? What do you? And is it true in France that you call the principal Papa?
Yeah.
Papa, no. Papa, oh no. Papa.
Papa, no.
No.
So yeah. Anyways, sorry, we've been distracted.
Why did you need to pull down like roll up his sleeves? If you just, was he worried that?
I was embellishing. You caught me. I was embellishing. I don't know.
I mean, you roll up your sleeve and wash your hands.
You know what? Wait, sweat. He was gonna sweat.
Yeah.
All of this was because of tracksuits.
Getting wet.
We went from tracksuits to me being spit on
in the way
when I was a child. And that's the joy of the Apostle Cast.
So is that why you should wear a jumpsuit then as a child? Because you're
what is a jumpsuit?
Be,
or like onesies?
Like, yeah, like a onesie. Like, well, have
that's
to like completely strip you nude and that would be too much.
Yeah.
So to protect your bottoms.
You've made me think of another good question.
Okay.
Or a guest. Which country do you think has the best, the most fun, like weirdo uniform? You know, I have a personal answer.
I think American tourists anywhere. Have the weirdest uniform.
No, it has to be cop.
It has to be what?
Cop. A cop.
Ooh. A cop! Cop, yeah. cop.
Wait. The weirdest cop uniform?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great question.
That's a great question.
I love that question.
Yeah.
I think maybe I have to say Afghanistan because they wear onesies.
No.
What's the place with the feather?
Basically.
Wait, I gotta pull this shit up.
Does anyone wear
no spanking in that
A romper. Army. There's gotta be. Yes!
Romper.
Now that you do mention it, Afghan police do kind of look like garbage men.
Australian cops have
like
rompers.
No,
wait, what are rompers? Is that an American phrase?
It's like the short shirt.
Onesie for guys.
Oh,
like like,
for men.
I feel like that's maybe the police in Milan.
The Homeland Security people. The people.
I've wondered about that. Like, what do you do when you go to the loo? Are you just derobing in the public bathroom?
Well, a lot of onesies that they sell like for parties and ravers and like drunk chicks have like a zipper
little
flap in the back. Yeah, a butt flap. Oh, so
I have worn.
I would have to imagine.
I have worn a romper before, but I usually do the like grab all the fabric and kind of slide it to the side.
That works for piss, and then depending on your butt topology, it might be harder for.
My butt topology is pretty partial
I
to.
I feel like it's why
no
one wears
one
piece swimsuits anymore. You have to, like,
no, those are great though.
It's so awkward that you're like,
you know what? I know these are.
They're not awkward to win. Like, it's like, hi, family. We're having a family vacation, and like, my dad is there. I don't mean. want to be wearing a bikini. That's creepy. I don't like that.
Both of you seem to have the impression.
I'm French, so we just are nude all the time, you know.
As we are currently.
Yeah, we all are currently. It's just all.
In the Midwest, the answer would be that it wouldn't be a problem. The parents wouldn't be there because they're too drunk to swim.
Wait, can I ask you guys a serious question? When you go to the bathroom, do you not disrobe completely?
No, I just I disrobe completely, and then I walk three times around the pile of clothes.
Are you guys serious? Like, I mean, no, this is a no judgment.
If I'm gonna weigh myself,
no judgment. No, if you don't completely disrobe, like, come forward. If you don't completely disrobe,
Dad is very particular about his bowel movements.
Do you also use baby wipes?
Oh, you got it.
Do you use baby wipes though? I feel like you're the.
I do. Of course, I do.
Yes, of course. It's like a family's been murdered every single time.
Do I look like a forced creature?
I'm always sure to take a moment to slowly roll up my shirt and tuck it under my chin.
Yeah. Do you take your shoes off? Who takes their shoes off?
Wait, what do you do? Wait.
Do you shave your head before every bowel movement?
Like, you enter the room, take the shoes off.
Your head.
You know what? Jesus, it's like. None of you, it's like none of
it's
you.
It's like joining Jabhat Nusra. You're just like fucking shaving.
It's like none of you. None of you have read the Bible. None of you have read it seriously.
Oh my God! I just figured out the difference between Nusra and ISIS. Hair.
Wait,
I feel like Nusra has beards too.
Wait, now hold on.
No.
Speaking of the Bible,
ISIS guys have great hair. The Nusra guys shave their fucking heads.
Oh, speaking of the Bible,
I think
though,
they have short hair.
Jed,
it's the Chechens. They don't have like our Arab male pattern bones.
Oh yeah, it's true.
Jed, you just arose. You just brought up Foman in my cultural curiosity.
Yes.
So if you're wearing a large robe that gives you like a decent amount of girth from the waist, if you have to pee and you really have to go, could you just squat?
If you're a fucking
and
beast.
Then stand and then just keep walking and no one would like know?
Wait, hike.
That's why women wear skirts.
Actually, wait, can I tell a cobble story? And I wonder, May, have you seen this?
What?
Do you guys want to hear the true story of the worst thing I've ever seen?
Yeah.
Ready?
Absolutely.
I remember I was driving in a car.
Why don't you lean into the mic?
I was driving in a car. Do you know Zubair?
Of course.
Our fixer,
good
Zubair.
People. I adore him.
Yeah. So I was in a car with Zubair, and I was in the back seat, and people were talking about something, and we're in like downtown Kabul somewhere, and there's this guy who's wearing pants that are in such a state that they're more rag than pants, and he's standing awkwardly. Like his posture is really fucked. Like he's at like a. Like, I guess if a 180 is a complete straight line, he's at, like, a 160. So his back is ever so slightly arched.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, transfixed by this guy. And then I look down. This man is standing and shitting at the same time. In the street.
What a hero.
In the street.
Sounds like Harlem.
I did have an experience of the place that I live in now. That when I first moved in there, it was about 9 o'clock in the morning. And I walk outside. And there's a feat that I have never seen another person.
Wait, where do you
person,
live, first of all?
Just within in the neighborhood. And I walk outside
Central
to
Brooklyn.
Smoke a cigarette, and there's a gentleman, and it takes me a second to realize what's going on. And he's taking a stride, and it's confident. But he is also pissing at the same time.
Yeah. Wow. What a hero. What a pioneer.
When I was in, like, fifth grade, our social studies teacher ran the Iron Man competition, and he showed us all, like, a clip on the projector of him doing it. But I remember in the
did
foreground...
Did he show you him a picture of him peeing?
No. But in the foreground, because in the last event, you know, you swim, and then you have to fucking bike, right? No, you bike and then you swim.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
Is,
and then you run.
Which is
and
so
then
stupid.
You have to fucking
yeah.
run.
No, it's not.
Well, at the end, you
wait,
run.
You don't shoot
bike,
something.
At the end, you fall. Run, though. So in the foreground, he's like crossing the finish line at like 500th place.
You know? He's like,
but
yeah.
He's, no, but
I'm
anyways,
such a badass.
He's crossing the finish line. And in the foreground, he pointed out that there's someone behind him just totally shitting their pants as they run.
Oh my God.
Just down there. Like, because if you ever watch people,
the
it's so extreme.
They,
yeah.
Jesus.
It was like.
Midwest Al, you just opened another memory hole.
Shut it.
Memory.
Go ahead.
We should have a fucking sound effect for this.
I would applaud. I would like to think that if people are around, it should be courtesy on the sport that when you see that, you just roar and applause.
Yeah,
like
you're really doing it.
Like yeah,
you're
like
doing it.
I mean, for fuck's sake, you think they're? I don't.
Like golf clap though, like very polite, like very nice, good show.
Thank you.
It's like
oh, the Apostle Cast.
Very
yeah.
Good. Very good.
Oh.
Yes,
what is this?
Better.
Oh, there you go. Yes.
Just shit yourself sound. Courtesy.
This is the taking a shit in war zone sound. Oh. Wait, ready? Oh, shit. Oh, I didn't realize that my stomach hurt 2 seconds ago. Now it really hurts. Sarah?
That's Sarah? Actually like it.
We ready?
I'm terrible.
Oh my god, all technology has failed us. This is like...
That's a golf club.
Oh god, yeah, well it ruined the joke, it wasn't so great.
Are you kidding me? From the laugh track from the Orphan Olympics, really?
Yeah.
Wait, do we want to restart the Orphan Olympics?
No, we already said it.
We had a contest.
Are your parents
that was definitely our best episode ever.
I don't know about this, I think this might be.
That was so good.
Both of their moms died tragically. And no, we had a contest.
Like all of our moms. Okay.
So since I'm gonna be a mom, amazing. I'm gonna live to be 100. So yeah. We're not talking about death.
Oh, you can't
anymore.
Die.
So
yeah.
No, I mean you're in the apocalypse.
Faithful listeners will know M can't die. We tried, Jesus. The thing,
I know.
Like what?
Every week,
swords.
Like, there's like a fucking trap
fire.
For me.
She's deathless.
Yeah. Okay.
Rats.
So, anyways, we had another question that was arranged. It was supposed to be, what is your like one of your favorite crazy people from history?
Oh, Dostoevsky. Yeah.
Well, it's...
Crazy people.
You asked me the other day who is my favorite person from history, and I realized I literally don't give a shit about what happened before my time.
Right. Yes!
What about Jesus? Good answer.
I don't care!
It could be now. Such favorite crazy
literally
person.
Literally don't even give a shit.
Mm.
Favorite crazy person today. I mean, like, can I say Trump?
Yeah, that's my favorite. Absolutely, yeah.
Like, all the trite questions of, like, who do you want to have over for dinner? Like, who do you want to be locked in an elevator with? Like, all of those questions, like, right now, has to be Trump, right?
Have you considered the smell? He probably smells really bad.
He carries around the head, you know.
True. Yeah.
I think Sean Spicer
I can get over that.
Great.
I would love, that's,
he's
I would
a
love to hang out with Sean Spicer. I love
the smell
Sean Spicer, really.
Story
he's a,
feel
he's
like
a cuddle
you
bear.
You know, I actually started watching the press briefings. Like, I just walk. I have them,
it's
like,
great.
You know, the
great
in the background.
Yeah. No,
I
went
through
it. It's
the best show in the world.
Like,
I watch it every single day.
Correct.
Every single day I watch
completely
it.
I went through a solid, like, month and a half where, like, I would get home from work and just, like, the YouTube channels that they have. And then you can sometimes see the guy changing the channel to be like, no, this isn't where the good shit is. We're going to shoot, like, fuck you.
That's
like,
all I do every day since I lost my job.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Who needs entertainment when we have the White House?
He perpetually looks like a 3-year-old whose puppy died.
True.
No matter what he's saying, he can be vehemently denied.
Wait, guys, we're getting dangerously close to actually talking about real
that's
stuff.
Yeah. That's
really
bad.
Wait, when is Jesus coming back? Okay, when is Jesus coming back? I heard he had a giant fucking sword. All right,
Jesus
can we talk about knives?
Do we want to do another pop song?
Did you guys bring no fucking instruments?
Yes, we brought an instrument.
Where?
We brought the guitar. Do we want to do a little Lady Gaga?
Let's do an apocalypse song.
Did we bring the guitar? We didn't bring the guitar.
There's
we didn't?
No.
So there's no Lady Gaga then?
No.
Well,
no.
I guess we're going to have to...
We can do 6 pints of blood.
Let's do 6 pints of blood.
Hey, yeah.
But Jed,
do
it from that seat.
Do you want us to
I can't, no, because it's got
to
be plugged in.
Sorry, yeah, we'll just do the switcher really quick.
It's
apologize.
A 15-second song.
Oh, there is a guitar. Well, we'll do 6 pints of blood and then we'll do the guitar.
Oh, we did bring the guitar.
There you go. What fools.
I'm usually one who brings a guitar, so if I don't have it, I'm like, nah.
All right, if you guys learn the lyrics, like, feel free to join along.
Yeah, you guys will learn the lyrics pretty quickly.
Wait, get these beers with me.
It doesn't have a lot of lyrics.
Oh, wow, that was amazing. That was really
that was
good.
Super. The supernatural powers that come with the Apothecast and with peanuts.
Technically, we're not supposed to eat in here, so just don't, like, throw them out.
No. Over. We're allowed to eat those.
Oh, Pat, you have to sing.
Have
you do
one
the
I'm just
okay,
I'm
ready?
Ready?
Six pints of blood per child. Six pints of blood will do. Six pints of blood. Six pints of blood. Six pints of blood for me and you.
That's it.
Yay!
Yay.
Okay, now Lady Gaga.
Oh, wait, do I have to pull that up? Let's talk a little
bit.
Okay,
let's talk a little
bit
first.
How...
Well, do you want to know who my favorite crazy person from history is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Myself.
That was wow! I can't believe we didn't.
That's such a tedious answer.
Yeah. Very obscure reference.
No, but you know why? It wasn't until today. But today I was in the bathroom, right, at my apartment, and there was like a little fucking fly buzzing around, and I was like, and I did that thing that they do in the movies when they catch the fly and they squeeze it with their hand.
I know how to do that.
Okay, well I hadn't done it.
With the Mr. Miyagi.
And I guess, yeah.
Oh, wait, you never caught a fly before?
Not that, like, on the first try. You know what I mean? After, like, some awkward... But
okay.
I was just like...
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I was like, wow. Jesus Christ. Like, I was really down on myself. But now...
How did you feel?
I felt so important.
Wait, Wait, but how does that? That's not even any kind of evidence that you're a crazy person. That you, he.
Well,
he,
the Apocalypse Cast is plenty of evidence that I'm crazy.
Of what
person.
He just did, of like, oh my god, I'm like such a tortured, like interesting Bushwick, like so.
No, whoa,
this one time I killed a fly. I'm a vegetarian. It was a deep spiritual crisis for me, but actually, like what? This is some bullshit right
the
now.
Bar,
are we really like?
The bar is very low.
If you,
you remember?
You're a white man.
If you have satisfaction from the fly, just imagine what a toddler in piano wire can do for you.
Oh, ugh. Oh no, I don't know. I don't think I would enjoy it. I think I would, but killing flies I like because they really bother me. You know.
Toddlers
have you
are
ever
really
met
annoying.
A
Oh Jesus, it's fucking hot in here. Anyways, if you like what if you like what you're listening to, which I can't imagine that you do, please donate to our Patreon, www. Just Google the Apocalypse Cast, read a book, and give us money.
Like shout
Thank
out
you.
To Canada.
Oh, holy fucking shit, guys!
No,
yeah,
we're doing
Canada.
This.
We're doing this song, then we have to talk about Canada.
We mentioned already that we fucking are loving Canada. Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, Justin Trudeau, so sexy.
Or as we know, in the Midwest, we know it, Canada as America's hat.
Indeed.
We are the crowd, we're coming out. My flash up, it's true. Need that picture of you, it's so magical. It'd be so fantastical. Leather and jeans, garage glamorous. Not sure what it means, but this photo of us, it don't have a price. Ready for those flashing lights. Cause you know that baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know I'd be your papa, paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, but I won't stop until then. Boy's mine. Baby, you'll be famous. Chase you down till you love me. Papa, paparazzi. I'll be your girl. Backstage at your show. Velvet ropes and guitars. Yeah, cause you're my star in between the sets. Eyeliner and cigarettes. Shadow is burst, yellow dance and return. My lashes are dry, purple teardrops I cry. I don't have a price. Loving you is cherry pie. Cause you know that baby, I'm your biggest fan. I'll follow you until you love me. Papa, paparazzi. Baby, there's no other superstar. You know that I'll be your papa, paparazzi. Promise I'll be kind, or I won't stop till the pie is mine. Baby, you'll be famous. Chase you down until you love me. Papa, paparazzi. Now I have no idea how the bridge goes.
No,
so
but I wrote an extra lyric that's about Jesus. So just continue.
Would you kill for Jesus? Would you kill for Jesus? Jesus, kill for Jesus.
Okay. Good. All right, that was Paparazzi by Lady Gaga.
It's in a different key, so, but yes.
Jesus fucking Christ, it's hot in here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Papa.
Jesus.
That was less bad than I thought it would be, so
that's pretty
good.
Bad,
yeah.
But it was all right. So, yeah.
You should.
No, you guys were great.
But actually, it's good. Who would you kill for Jesus?
Well, Jesus, he asked us to kill him for one. He was like, you have to
kill him. You took the words right out of my mouth. That was exactly correct.
Jesus. It is a trick question.
Jesus, no, no.
Jesus is like the one person who should kill for Jesus.
Jesus would
but it's
you
also
kill.
The same thing with the Buddha. If you see him, you strike him down point. In the street, no. Right? Like,
Jesus
that's like the catch 22 of all
person,
of these fucking like.
Jesus would want
we're
you
super
to
deep
strike
deep.
Down the right. highest government official. That's who Jesus would want you to kill.
Oh, I don't know if there's
don't
so.
Don't Manchurian Jesus.
Yeah, let's not Manchurian Jesus.
Jesus would firebomb a voting booth, just so you know. Like, he would probably
whoa.
Do that.
Oh,
he'd be down.
No, he turned. No, he didn't do that at all. He turned water into wine.
No, he pissed on them. He would
piss
on a boomer.
Yeah,
he would
piss on
he would pee on people, but he wouldn't hurt someone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's nice.
No, he wouldn't do that, but he would want it, though.
No, he
fought
he
with
was
love.
The original marketing guy. He was the original marketing.
No, I'm saying if you got him drunk, he'd
why,
be like, guys, like, I wish I could just fucking firebomb a voting
apparently
booth.
A man
I don't like, he wouldn't do it.
I think Jesus might be like Superman, where no matter how much alcohol he consumes, he would always be sober.
Yeah.
He would just be.
And still do good.
He would just take acid and be like, guys. We can't run around naked.
No, but like
well, speaking of naked,
we're not all. We
he'd be
are.
Like,
I am three.
He'd be like,
people.
Hey, you
two,
stop
three
kissing.
People.
That's what it is.
You are not the universe. I am only three people.
You're two disciples. Stop kissing each other. He was really.
No, Jesus is really good at marketing. Like, he really understood how to like do the thing where you look. Like, you're better than the other guy. Because, like, this guy's a fucking ass. This fucking guy. Like, Jesus was the original, like, this fucking guy. Like, turn the other cheek, you know, like, love your, like, enemy, like, all this shit. This fucking guy. Like, hey, God bless you. I hope that everything works. Kill him with kindness. Like, that whole, like, scenario and that vibe.
And,
yeah. From the outside, like, you always, like, look.
And he was self-righteous.
And he's self-righteous, yeah.
That's very important.
He was also the first to introduce, like, a rewards card. Like, the more
correct.
You use
yes.
Jesus,
yes.
The more
yes.
you use Jesus,
yeah.
The more,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
And the perennial.
Like, my Facebook page, and I will
yeah.
give you a special, like,
no,
totally.
There was definitely, like, one occasion in, like, the story of the disciples that was, like, edited out where he just lost it, stabbed the shit out of somebody,
mm-hmm.
gave the knife to, like, Peter
mm-hmm.
or Simon. It was
like, Peter, the cops are going to be here in 20 minutes.
What are you going to do with this?
Are you kidding me? Why do you think Judas is Judas?
And he just, like, walks across water. Nobody says shit. He just drops the knife, walks away.
Out of fear. Out of fear, no one says shit.
Yeah, it was probably at that wedding that he showed up to. Somebody pissed
him
off.
I mean, it's like Putin playing with tigers, you know? It's like, oh, it's
like, hit the
bell
button.
Exactly.
It didn't actually kill anyone.
Okay, okay. Oh,
and like the perennial post-9/11 question, who is hotter?
And who?
Jesus or
Putin?
OBL.
Oh, wait, OBL.
Bin Laden.
My girlfriend thinks that Bin Laden's so hot also. What is this? Is this like a thing?
It's kind of a thing.
I don't
know.
Is it among millennials? What?
It might be a millennial, like.
We just all want to bang Bin Laden. I kind of want to bang Bin Laden.
A little bit.
I can't help it, you know?
Maybe the dress. Maybe the dress.
I just think of how aroused I was. The day before 9/11, and then, like, how much of a letdown it was, and then it just gets me around.
Wait, guys, I have the exact, I figured it out. It's the exact same problem that I have with David Bowie, where I was just too young, where I was exposed to him for the first time, and, like, all the raw sexuality. I saw Labyrinth when I was, like, 5 years old, and all my older cousins were like, oh, my God, this is so good. Like, it's just, like, David Bowie.
Oh, God!
And I'm like, what? But the junk and the weird spandex tights, and it's just frightening. Like, I don't know what that is, but it looks like it's going to try to eat me or something.
You're not
like,
into it at all.
I was like, fucking four. Like, no. No.
I had a similar experience where I had very liberal parents, and they made me watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, that's
I was
good.
18, I remember sneaking into a screening of Last Tango in Paris.
Oh, that's
do you remember
good.
The famous
oh, the butter.
Anal oh sex scene
God.
With the butter?
I was very confused
I
by that movie.
I literally never heard of
I
this.
Watched
it's a horrible
it,
scene.
And I was like, I have seen this before. And I literally, until that moment,
so
thought that like sex in movies were real sex. Like, I thought they were just all just kind of doing it.
Is it not?
No, it's
wait,
not.
Wait,
is.
Wait,
whoa,
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 whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa,
are you kidding me?
He actually raped her, though, in the
yeah,
yeah.
I know.
It's
yeah.
So
bad. Yeah.
So bad.
Thank
I
you for the
all
fun.
90s.
What a fucking amazing movie.
I know.
Oh, my God.
But she never acted since. She's never acted since.
Yeah, because he raped her in the movie.
I know. She was so good, though. I loved her so much.
Wait.
In real life.
Guys,
have you ever seen a movie where they have sex on screen, but then actually, like, the actual sex
but that's, like, the only example where it actually was something fucked up.
No, man. There's a whole
no, I don't mean the only one, but I mean, like, it's coincidental. It's relatively coincidental. That's what made you think of
Hazara. Correct.
Because it's an especially fucked up example.
No, if we're going to talk about some, like, you know, ribald cinema, you know, that would really open up some doors.
That's a big word.
Ribald, isn't it? Ribald? It's one of those words I've mostly read.
Ribald is my friend Rye. He's bald.
In the Midwest,
it's one of those words that I've only read.
It's ribald. It's ribald.
Let's go with ribald.
I read it in books. Yeah, that's the thing.
Are you guys sure? Are you guys absolutely sure they're not fucking old?
Okay, anyways.
It's also like colonel. Getting over it. It's actually colonel.
Getting past low frequency. Yeah,
I like colonel.
Wait, let's call it corrider. I used to call it a corrider because I only read it in books.
Sorry. A super corrider.
Ribald. Let's talk about the ribald thing.
Yeah.
Have any of you seen the Tom Hanks movie Big?
Where he
Oh my god.
Okay, so he's a grown man. He's a boy. He gets put in a grown man's body.
This is perfect.
Great movie. One of my
favorite. Some good business moves. Helps out, but at some point in the movie, he dates and totally fucks this like woman who's like 30 something,
and now she doesn't know that he's a kid.
Not until the end of the movie.
This movie came out 40 years ago. It's fine.
No spoiler alert.
Apocalypse, cover your
ears. This is like spoiling the Bible. Jesus comes back. Jesus comes back. Spoiler alert.
He lives.
I want to warn people because it's a trigger for me. It makes me kill people. When
trigger warning.
I already said it.
What did you say?
It's not until the end of the movie that you realize that he's like 10 and he had sex with this lady. And then she finds, no, but at the end of the movie.
Oh, that is actually a good point.
She realizes that he was like, a child in a man's body, and they just never address it.
Yeah.
But it's like,
Have you ever read the?
Kudos to that 10-year-old who's just like,
yeah, man,
okay,
I got fucking laid. I did the same. If I was a 10-year-old boy,
what happened with Macron? She came to him and it's like, I'm ready.
Yeah, definitely. I was like, wait, look, I fucking hair on my chest.
Was this the biography of Macron?
Yeah, maybe it was.
But if you read the IMDb like trivia page, well, guys, you'll note that he was actually fucked as a child.
Jed, you know what's important though?
He drew on that.
Jed?
Tom Hanks.
And that's why they gave him
Tom Hanks.
Toys.
Wait. Like he got.
No.
Like
no.
He got
he
molested
mad game.
Or he got his dick wet.
As a child.
Oh my gosh.
As a child.
What have you done?
He seduced an older woman.
What have you done? Oh, is that true?
That's why they cast him for the part. This was like, you guys think it's like this puff piece, but it was like this real, like, art film where it, like, it addresses, like, aging and
art
class and, like, what is love and who are we?
Capitalism, like, patriarchy,
and Tom Hanks,
everything.
Tom Hanks,
it's the Ur movie.
Yeah.
Everybody
it's
will
the most
watch
radical.
Movie.
It's the most radical
go
cinema.
Watch big.
Because initially they tried to cast that guy from Ferris Bueller, and they're like, did you fuck, like, an adult when you were a child? And he's like, no.
Yikes.
Were you left alone for long stretches of time?
I went to a party the other day where I saw my literary hero, and she was dating that guy from Honey, I Shrank the Kids.
That's fucking awesome.
Steve McLaren. What's his name?
Not that guy.
Darth Helmet?
Darth Helmet,
maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know any names.
The little guy from Ghostbusters.
Sure, the death.
From Ghostbusters. Yeah.
All right, I want to say his name is Steve, but I'm not sure.
But you know what the best part of Big was? Was that he wrote in Big?
Steve Moranis.
You know, the thing about Steve Moranis is you could tell he had like a hog. You know, just like just looking at him.
What the hog?
Are you talking about his dick right now? Because
like
it's
like an offensively big dick, like an improbably.
You are totally talking about his dick right now. This is like a variation on a chode or something.
No. Like a big one.
I'm imagining a Coke can, like a Coke can.
Is this like a story of subversion, like Honey, I Shrank the Kids, but actually my dick is massive? Like, where are you going with that?
Yes!
Honey, I Shrank My Dick, I'm sorry. I have a mess. That's what my autobiography is going to be called.
Can I ghostwrite it?
Totally. Honey, I Shrank My Cock.
Honey, I Shrank the best of me, but look at my cock.
It has to say, I'm sorry.
No, I like that one. Right? I like that one.
Honey, I Shrank My Hands.
Okay, well, Jed, but you know what the best part of Honey, I Shrank the Kids and Big, you can pick either one. The best part of those movies, is that they had to write a letter home to their mother.
What?
Yeah. During Big, he had to write a letter home to his mother.
Oh, my God, in the middle of the war?
Yeah, in the middle of the war.
We just continued this.
Put it on. That's the podcast.
This is a very good podcast.
Yeah. Darling, Tom Hanks, where are you, my darling? I've been waiting for you on the porch, and I just can't find you. I've been drinking tea, and dreaming of you and your little 10-year-old self returning to mama's little arms. Love, your mother.
Oh, dear mother.
Yeah.
It is I, Thomas Hanks.
Where hath my youth gone? In its stead, my nubile plain replaced by hairs unfortunate and unfamiliar. And what are these feelings I feel? Matronly maids in my presence arousing. A disturbance, a stirring I have yet felt or have the capability to understand. I have seen her as few have, as mother and lover at once. How and when will I reconcile who she is and who I am? I see her as one might see a union, broken and racked by war. Dearest mother, yours now, at 10 and 38 maybe, Thomas Hanks.
Dearest Thomas, I was so happy to hear your letter.
And your piano recital.
And to watch your film that you filmed as a grown man inside of a small man's body. Inside of a grown man's body. I was very disappointed that you had sexual relations with that woman. And I do hope that in the 30 minutes that you were a grown-ass man, you used protection. Because
protection is a major thing.
Wait, does it count on your body?
You cannot get a job for another 6 years.
Yeah, if he contracted any STDs while he was adult.
It was Zoltan. Oh, Zoltan.
Next letter. Continue.
Also, is Zoltan related to Zardoz?
Wait, that was a good point.
Wait, boo.
My darling Thomas, if you could just get on the Q46, you will be home again to me. I will be waiting. Yours, your mother.
Dearest mother, I had but the protection of God's love betwixt me and this woman. I was but a boy in a man inside a woman, lost to myself and time.
Paramount Pictures would like to take this moment to address that Paramount Pictures does not in any way, shape, or form endorse any kind of men, child.
Oh, Jesus. We came so close to doing a Milo. Like an exact Milo.
That was almost like Poor Little Milo. Yeah.
Oh, we should play that.
Yeah, play.
I don't remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun.
Dear Smother, I hope these diseases will fade.
When I return to my
But I fear life. I will carry them into the hereafter.
At least the scars upon my body shall fade. However, the deep wounds into my psychology will persist a lifetime.
She looked like a scratcher.
At the very minimum.
Yours now and always, Thomas Hanks.
High power businesswoman? No way.
Yeah, she's like, found someone. Like,
she's like, turn over.
Yeah, she's like, oh, finally found a guy and then everything, and then finds out always a 10-year-old boy. Son of a bitch.
they're always either
he's
gay or a child, right?
Yeah. All the good ones. Guy.
Married, single, or a child. Or married, or gay, or a child.
Eight more years.
What if
you
just try to do that to, like, break up with, like, he someone, like a few days after
you meet
him?
I'm a young person trapped in an old person's body.
Like, I'm actually a child. How do you get on the Tinder date? You're like, well,
it actually wouldn't
this
work
date's
right
been
now.
Going great, no, but no, I've no. got some bad news for you, Bob.
It wouldn't work because do you have any idea?
You're like, I'm 14 or something like that.
Do you have any idea how many boys tried to flirt with me over Pokemon? And it's just like,
wait, you're saying this as an almost 30-year-old woman?
Yeah.
Okay, just
yeah,
to be clear, that it's not like a memory from when you were younger.
No.
That it's now. It's contemporary,
yeah,
right?
Thank
okay.
You.
Just
yeah,
to
no,
be clear.
No, no. When it would have been appropriate for a boy to flirt with me over Pokemon, nothing. Absolutely nothing. Like, it would, like, totally bupkis, like, nothing. Just. But now it's like, oh, yeah.
What,
yeah.
What is this Polish word?
The exact same thing that they hated when I was, like, the age that, like, it would have been appropriate for us to be, like, liking Pokemon. Now they're like, oh, no, but I miss my childhood from, like, trying to give a fuck about, like...
I do miss my childhood, I have to say that.
I do, too. Yeah. And I have a theory. I don't want to make turn this into a
I hated my childhood. It was horrifying.
No, please do.
But I have a theory that men who are not evolved consistently go for women who are the age when they were at their prime.
But I was never at my prime.
But childhood...
So that means that I would, like, marry a black hole.
No, 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 but, like, 19...
Wait, that means that I'm attracted to people that are mentally,
I was gross,
like,
thank
Correct.
Seven?
Correct.
I wouldn't fuck me at 19.
Which is most people.
Are you sure? I would not fuck me
you
at
probably
19.
Did, though.
Oh, me neither.
Thousands of times.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, come on. We all fucked thousands. Ourselves at 19 in so many different ways.
Oh, God, we fucked ourselves. Guys, I think it's time to apologize. Right? Oh, am I wrong?
Wait, I have nothing to apologize for.
Yeah. Absolutely nothing to apologize for.
Excuse me.
For.
That's ridiculous. Wow, we'll get into that, all right?
Confess your
Jesus
sins.
Christ. Yeah, confess your sins.
I apologize for knowing how this bit ends.
Really? Jed, how about you apologize again for it?
Jesus Christ. Wait, can I also do an apocalypse prayer at the
yes.
same time?
Oh, let's please.
Can you be Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Wait, no, Tom I'm Hanks. Not. No, 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 no.
Tell him the apocalypse prayer. Do the apocalypse prayer.
The
Jesus.
Wrong, the
guys,
wrong.
Everybody, put your hands together.
Dear God.
Sweet God, Jesus.
Dear God, Jesus, and all your friends, please, Jesus, don't hurt us. Jesus Christ. Or if you have to do it, like, don't make it be embarrassing.
Yeah, do it quickly.
Do it.
I don't have to shit myself when you punish me, Jesus.
And make sure it's not in front of any, like, girls or anything. But
yeah, please, because I'm insecure as fuck.
Please don't hurt us, God.
Thank you.
Can you please kill our enemies? And please, when they die, can you let them know they're wrong? Like, right before they go?
Yeah.
Like, let them know, like, oh, geez, like, this whole time.
Oh, my God.
This whole time you were the asshole.
Otherwise,
and then,
no
and
point.
Then kill them.
And yeah. Jad was innocent. Jad was
and
right.
Jad was, not only was he innocent, but he was magnanimous. And, Jesus, how good-looking he was.
Oh,
how
thank
luxurious
you,
the hair.
Oh, Lord, baby Jesus, thank you.
Like lady
oh, Lord.
Hair. Oh, like Jesus. Lady
well,
hair.
Anyways, we were going to really briefly touch on something very important.
I apologize. I apologize for any mistakes I made on the piano.
Oh, that's very big of you, honestly.
There were no mistakes.
May, do you have anything to apologize for?
I got nothing to apologize
this
for.
Is
sounds good.
Her first apologize.
Pass the mic.
Zero.
Pass the mic. There you go, Sarah. What are you going to apologize for?
I apologize for not holding the door on the subway for that old lady. Like I saw it like a second too late, and then it was just
she
like,
oh God, the horror.
Yeah,
that's pretty bad.
And then she fell. She fell. It was worse.
Oh, it's because of you. Wow.
Damn.
Well, at least you begged for forgiveness.
Damn,
Violet.
Apologize.
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 I apologize.
Violet.
Apologize.
Oh, Andrew, apologize.
Apologize.
All right. Violet, apologize.
I apologize for taking covert photographs of all the old white men that don't give me their seats and men of color as well. But mostly old white men.
I'm standing.
I take pictures of them and I text mean things about them.
Check your privilege.
I apologize.
Check your privilege, apocalypse.
But also, fuck you. Get the fuck up. Wives, slap your husband.
Drawn.
When you see my photograph on the internet, slap your husband.
Yes.
Why are we going to see your photograph
oh
on the internet?
Oh, my God. Because
I take covert photographs and
oh, because
and
of the summoning.
They're also, they're
yeah.
also
literally, there should not be a seat open within, like, a 50-yard radius whenever
out.
She walks Violet into
M.
the room.
Check me out.
Because, well, like, she is, like, so, like there's the halo would incinerate you if you
I
had
always,
half a soul. If you had half a soul, the halo would just...
I always suction myself
like
to the roof.
3/8 of a
later.
Soul,
yeah.
Because I'm,
yeah.
like, in close proximity.
Yeah, I'm just like...
But,
Alex,
like, we understand.
God damn you.
Apologize.
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 I feel deeply... Apologize!
All right. I had a Coke can.
Who was that?
I had a Coke can, and I was going to litter it. And instead, I decided to throw it at a pigeon.
Oh, Jesus!